This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Bill Cosby is one of the most beloved entertainers in America. He's Dr. Huxtable, for crying out loud. But now, allegations of sexual assault, decades-old allegations of sexual assault, have resurfaced to haunt Bill Cosby in a big way. And it all started with a viral video of comedian Hannibal Buress making jokes about Cosby's dark past, which Newsy reporter Christian Bryant says might change the Cosby storyline forever.
The image of Cosby as the all-American TV dad who happens to be black is memorable, and the only image a lot of people would probably like to remember. But at least one Flavor Wire writer thinks Cosby's allegations will be harder to forget this time, saying one stand-up clip in the internet era can go far, as this story proves. A story like this no longer withers as it once did.
Why are the allegations against Bill Cosby sticking now when they didn't 10 years ago? Here to talk about that's Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, is the difference between 10 years ago and now for Bill Cosby as simple as the existence of social media?
Yes, and the critical mass that's on social media. For me, this story is the internet story of the year because it snuck up on us. Nobody predicted that this story was going to blow up this year, and it really blew up because of two particular things. You mentioned the comedian, but Cosby's camp responded to the comedian with a meme generator that backfired on them. They asked people to create memes of Cosby with their favorite quotes, and instead people created some really vicious memes accusing him of being a rapist.
That's fascinating. So part of this internet story about Bill Cosby and social media is that the Cosby camp did it to themselves?
Well, they certainly exacerbated the problem. Absolutely.
And I guess that shows they did not have a clue about how this might work out on the internet.
You know, the Cosby camp was accustomed to the old media relationships that they had built. David Carr of the New York Times did a really great piece examining all of the journalists who had written about Cosby and not brought up the rape allegations, even though they were very well documented. And he suggested that journalists were complicit in letting Cosby have a pass on that sort of scrutiny. And he was right. The Cosby camp was counting on the old media backing them up. And instead, the old media saw the social media interest in this story and started digging in.
So this whole social media explosion on the Cosby story is really kind of a tacit indictment of the way the traditional media once handled the story?
Absolutely. You know, the allegations first came out in 2004 in Philadelphia with a Temple University employee. And in 2005, there was a lawsuit. In 2006, Philadelphia Magazine did a very well-documented story called Dr. Huxtable and Mr. Hyde. And then there was nothing until in 2014, this year, Newsweek did an interview with one of his accusers, and then the comedian did his thing, and that started the ball rolling.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project, will this be Bill Cosby's epitaph now?
I'm pretty sure it will be mentioned in the first three paragraphs of his obituary.